Okay? If something is not artificial, you might say it is what? You'd say that leather is not artificial, it's... Would you ever use the term genuine or genuine?
Yeah, well, you'd have to. That's genuine leather.
Okay. What do you shake, you know, when you sit down to eat, you shake something on your food? A little bit of this?
Black pepper.
All right, and
pepper and salt.
Okay.
Either one.
Or you would say then salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If your wife forgot to put it on the table, you might say, well, don't we have any...
And it's salt, pepper salt.
Okay.
If I was to go fast, you know.
Let's see.
Finger salt.
The opposite of somebody that's rich would be somebody that's...
Medium, you reckon?
No, the opposite. If they don't have anything, they're real...
Poor.
Okay.
Yeah, poor food.
Well, let's see. What about the seed of a cherry?
A cherry?
Yeah, if you're eating a cherry, you'll bite down on something hard.
Cherry seed.
Okay. What about a peach?
If they got a peach seed, you'll bite a peach seed if you don't get a bite. Cut them off of the knife.
What about a peach that comes away from the seed real easy?
A peach?
Yeah, they have two kinds of peach. One of them, the seed in the center, is real hard to get out, and the other one is real easy to get out.
Well, it's a plum peach.
That's which one? Is that
the
one?
That's the one she got to take a knife and cut it off the seed, you know.
And the other one, the one where it comes off easy?
Pre-stone.
Oh, okay. What about the center of an apple? You eat an apple, and what about the
core? Core.
Okay. What about the kind of a nut that grows underground that people, you can boil them or you can eat them raw, or people raise them in a garden?
Well, there's several things like that. You see, you harsh potatoes, or you can...
Well, this is a nut that has a shell.
Yeah, it's got a shell on it. It's a goober.
Okay.
Or peanuts.
Okay. What about... What are some other kind of nuts that grow in trees?
Hickory nuts.
Okay.
And acorns.
Okay. You ever have any walnuts?
And walnuts, yeah.
Okay. On a walnut, I believe it's a walnut.
Maybe a chestnut.
Yeah, but on a walnut you have when they come off the tree, they're big and green.
Yeah, that's a hull. They got a peeling on them. You know,
okay, and then you have to peel that hull off and you get down to the nut.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the hard covering of the nut after you get the hull off? Would that be, what, the shell, or?
Well, it'd have to be, wouldn't it?
I guess so. What about some other nuts? You ever have anybody with almonds around here?
No, I expect to do. I don't remember none now. Well, they might have more than one name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about pecans?
Huh?
Pecans or pecans or pecans?
Pecans?
Yeah. They have any of those around here?
Pecans grows on a tree.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, they got them here.
Okay. I don't want to take any more of your time today. I've got...
No, you can't predict.
Sometimes
some
do it like they do.
Yeah.
And then?
What kind of fish do you catch around here?
Well, we was catching these lake fish this year. Want to spread them out, you
know. Oh.
That's what we
do. What kind do they have up there? Trout?
Huh?
What do they have up there? What kind?
They got catfish. A lake. They toss in the lake, you know, that kind of fish. They raise them still. They eat. They're good fish, too.
Yeah, they're good eating when they come out of